This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Top beer. Top beer. Top beer.
All right, I'm here at Claremont Craft Ales meeting with Mr. Timothy Robert Buckner, my co-host. I don't see him, though. I don't know where he is. I should turn off the music because I'm pretty sure this isn't going to be kosher. There we go. Music is off. Oh, shit. Anyway, I'm just waiting for Tim, and hopefully he'll be here soon. We're here in beautiful Pomona, California. It is a warm day today. What's the temperature outside right now? This car, I'm in a rental. This car has like all the, has everything but the kitchen sink, but it doesn't tell me what the temperature outside is. So I'm going to have to look it up the old school way. Ah, 105 degrees, 105 degrees in beautiful Pomona, California. For those of you that don't know or aren't familiar, Pomona is about an hour west of Los Angeles. It's between Los Angeles and Palm Springs where I'm from, where Tim's from. We're both from here. I don't know what the hell does Tim drive. He has like a little car, but he's not here yet because I don't see his car and I don't see him. And I'm pretty sure I would have seen him by now. So it's possible and very likely that he's still on his way from Los Angeles, but he's just not here yet. I thought he was here because he was texting me. Telling me that there was a barbecue place here, which a barbecue truck outside, which I'm seeing right now, but I thought he was just here and he saw that, but he must have just looked it up and saw that they have barbecue outside of the brewery. He's at the bar. Oh, okay. He's inside, so I'm an idiot. I'll catch up with you in a second.
Welcome to the Flight Academy.
Hey, everybody.
This is my co-pilot. No, wait, or am I the co-pilot?
You know what is funny is that, I mean, I knew that obviously a flight academy is where you learn to fly, but
yeah.
I had heard people referring to, what are they called? So from here like this would probably be the way to drink them.
Okay.
What do they call it? The charter schools are being referred to as white flight academies.
White flight academies.
Yes.
Why?
Because they're usually in neighborhoods that are integrated where people of like a certain demographic are trying to get their kids away from other demographics. So it's like the school for the white flight people.
Literally and figuratively?
Yeah, exactly. This is the Norman Cream Ale.
Norman Cream Ale. It's funny because I was in the car talking shit about how you weren't even here yet. But you are here.
I was here before you.
I know you were.
Why were you even doing that?
Just because I was doing... So first on deck, the Norman Cream... We're going to think of a lot of plane puns, by the way, for this.
Okay.
First on deck, the Norman Cream Ale... Ooh, I like that.
Pretty good, right?
Very malty, but it's also slightly bitter at the same time.
It's interesting because it tastes like it's been lagered, and most cream ales that I have have that lagering kind of bitterness on the end.
Yeah, it tastes like a good lager.
It's very interesting. It's a little sweet, a little creamy. Speaking of that, I do have presents for you.
You have presents for me? Uh-oh.
I'm supposed to send them to you.
Well, now that I'm here, right?
But you came out before I got a chance to put them in the mail.
I just hope I can take that on a plane.
So they're cream.
Ooh.
Mother Earth cream ale.
So, nice. Thank you for that.
Yeah, there we go. I think you'll be able to take them on a plane. It'll be fine.
Yeah. I still got to get in touch with PayPal to get your shit.
What happened?
Remember I told you I bought you stuff from that...
Yes.
What was it called? Constitution Brewery or Second Amendment? Second Amendment. That's what it was.
21st
Amendment.
Close.
All right. What's next on the...
Norman.
What's the next?
Next is the 11.
On the deck.
Street Pomegranate Wheat.
All right. Mind if I...
Please do. See what you think.
I gotta be honest, that tastes slightly fruity, but it doesn't taste that much different than this one, just that one's slightly fruitier.
Yeah,
but
you
it's
get
good.
A little bit, it's like a similar beer. I would say this one hasn't been longer, so it's more of an ale style.
Yeah. Well, really?
Yeah, because I'm not getting that crisp, like the kind of punch on the end that you usually get on a longer beer.
Aren't ales generally more hop forward?
They can be.
They can be. Okay.
They can be. But what you also get is a little bit of tartness from the pomegranate, but not a lot. So, yeah, I can definitely see that there's a mix of subtle
I like the fruitiness in it. It's pomegranate, right?
Yeah, it's pomegranate.
Well, pomegranate itself isn't a very strong fruit to begin with.
Right.
So it's like when you put it in a beer, it's gonna be even more diluted.
This is true.
We're gonna finish it?
Yeah, go ahead. So both good beers.
That one's
good. They're different. I think they're definitely different base ales.
Yeah.
Or base beers with different.
But hold on, is it technically a lager though? Where is it?
It says ale, actually. That's true. Norman does say it's a cream ale.
Oh, okay.
It tastes like it's been lager. That's interesting.
It's okay. A super light ale, if it is.
This is the
Mozo?
The Mosaic Dry Hop IPA. So maybe we'll hold off on that one.
Okay.
Oh, no, you know what? Yeah, we'll definitely drink this one. You can go for it first. This is the Mosaic Dry Hop IPA. So it's dry hopped with Mosaic.
Ooh.
Hopping on. Going good? Right.
That one's really good.
Cream ale. Am I crazy to think that it tastes like it might have been lagered a little bit, or?
No, it wasn't lagered. We don't lager anything, but I'm not sure. I'm not a fan of cream ales in general, so
okay.
I kind of avoid it. In fact, I don't like a full.
Yeah, right. I like cream ales, but I like this one. This is the Mother Earth.
Oh, Mother Earth, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I brought it for him. He's from Colorado,
yeah,
so I'm
the
like,
Cali cream is great.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as, and that's the one that I'll. Yeah.
I'm not saying this one's bad, but it did it was a little like light on the cream side, and then it tasted like I said in the end, like just the very end, it tasted like it might have been lager, but it's probably not.
Yeah.
No. So you would know, but so far so good. The Mosaic Dry Hop is really good.
Yeah, that's our third anniversary rice IPA.
That one's really good.
That we dry hop the shit out of with Mosaic, and we also have a citra version, which we're not pouring right now, but. Yeah, so next week,
yeah.
Next, a week from today is our fifth anniversary party.
What are the ticket prices?
40 and 60.
Okay.
7 hours. The 60 gets you, it gets you a bottle of our fifth anniversary, which is a blend of five barrel aged beers. And then also, so you get a bottle of that, and also we're going to have a dedicated line for VIP, which is a bunch of, we're going to have probably 12 to 15 barrel aged beers going that day. So.
All right. I'm interested in checking it out. We'll see. I have to double check what my schedule is like next week. But
it's always a good time.
But I was thinking about it because I came from here from Green Cheek.
Okay, great.
And I ran into.
They opened a couple weeks ago, yeah?
Yeah, I ran into Poppy from the Full Pint podcast.
Okay.
And then he was like, oh, is it the anniversary over there? Because I told him I was coming here. And he was like, is it the anniversary? I wasn't sure. I thought maybe it was tomorrow, and it's a week from today.
Right.
Yeah.
Green Cheek's good. I had, of course, we've all had heavy stuff over at Noble.
Yeah.
But I went to the kickoff for LA Brew Week, and he was pouring there. It's going to be good. Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah,
it's going to
be really
good.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, what was your name?
Wade,
Tim. Are you the brewer?
No, I just stopped in. I've been customers since day one.
Okay.
My kids are off to college, so for grin,
you took over.
I love beer.
Nice.
That's what I do. So.
All right.
My name's Adrian.
Thanks,
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Have a good one.
I like that one's hoppy, but it's not super dank. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's dry hop. So dry hopping gives you more of the floral, more of the, like, you get more of the nose and the upfront bitterness, but you won't get the, like, kind of lingering stez bitter. So that's why it's, and he said it's a rice IPA, so that's going to be lighter also.
Oh, okay.
For the main, so the base beer, the malt is they're using rice.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's our triple.
IPA. All right, so we got a.
This is an unscheduled flight.
Yeah, it's an add-on Cessna.
That fires off all the tastes.
I like it.
Jeez, that's really good. Give it a taste.
Let's see. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So that triple is no.
It's still not as dank though. That's good.
Yeah,
I like that it doesn't have that.
It's the Mosaic hop. It's not, I guess, not necessarily.
What's it called? That alcohol, like fumes or heat? It's not as hot. It doesn't have that heat.
So far we've drank four beers.
Yes.
We enjoyed all of them, relatively.
Yeah, they're all good.
The next one I've been told, is the most popular beer that they have in the tasting room right now.
Pepper Peach?
Pepper and Peach. It's IPA with peaches.
Pink pepper?
Pink peppercorns.
I don't know there was such a thing as pink peppercorns.
Well, there is now. So get ready for it.
Oh, that's good.
This is good?
That's good. It's not, and it's not that sweet. I like that. That's really good.
Oh, Jesus.
You like that?
Yeah, this is... It's super balanced. You don't really get a lot of hoppiness at all.
No.
But a little... The peppercorn just kind of balances it out.
I wouldn't know that was an IPA if you didn't tell me.
Yeah, if you didn't tell me the base beer was an IPA, I probably wouldn't even tell.
And for being, what, peppercorn? So doesn't that mean it would have kind of a spiciness to it?
Yeah, there's a little spiciness, a little... I get it in the back of the throat slightly from the peppercorns, but not much. But the peach and the peppercorns balance out together really well.
That's really well.
Yeah.
That one takes off really well.
We'll try some more of that.
We just got to have plain puns.
This is true. I'm having trouble coming up with them.
That's okay. We don't have to force it.
Right.
That's good, though. That's really well balanced. Like you said, the peaches... is more stronger than the peppercorn, but it's still balanced really
well.
You
still get a little bit of peppercorn there.
Because there's some peach-flavored or apricot-flavored beers. It's like, that's too sweet. Oh, that's too fruity. This doesn't have that.
And no tartness, though. Yeah. I don't get any tart, really, at all. Which, I mean, I guess peaches aren't really known for being super tart, but...
Yeah. That's good.
I like this.
I almost want to get a glass of that later on.
Thinking about it.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm thinking about it. All right, so next up is Big Dalton.
Ooh, which is that?
So this is their smoked imperial porter. When I saw that it was smoked, I kind of thought I wanted to give it a shot.
Yeah.
See what we're doing there.
What's it called? I don't see it on there.
Big Dalton. Bottom right corner before you get to the very last row.
Oh. I see it. Smoked imperial porter.
So this is 10% ABV, so this is a big beer.
That's a strong porter. Porters aren't usually that strong.
It's dark.
It's very dark.
Yeah.
And you want me to try it?
Yeah, go for it.
Let's see.
I've been kind of on a smoky kick. I got the smoky hollow from El Segundo a couple months back and thought that it was just a little bit over-smoked. So I've been liking...
That's a good camping beer.
Nice, okay.
That's not an everyday beer. That's a beer that you take on a camping trip.
Gotta take a sip of this as the barbecue behind us starts to fire up.
Exactly.
Because smelling the smoke and tasting the smoke.
Oh. We changed one. This is our coffee IPA. We just changed the coffee.
Coffee IPA? Let me try this. Another unscheduled flight. Wow. For a coffee IPA...
What coffee did you change?
We used Platch for a long time, and we went over to a guy, small guys, and I forget the name, but what's really cool is they're doing kegs for us, you know, 6 barrels of cold brew coffee, and it's fantastic. These guys are like two little guys, and they're just total coffee nerds.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm always hesitant about coffee and beer, but that's really good.
Yeah, do you do the coffee, or you only use the coffee for the... For the beer, you'll keep it on nitro.
Oh no, just for the beer.
Yeah, this is really good. So the coffee IPAs that I've been tasting, I've started to really enjoy them, and it's nice to have that.
And you don't
body.
Like coffee, so
no, but I like the light body.
Yeah.
And okay, so my favorite from Monkish, which is going to be sacrilege because I live in Southern California, and a lot of people really are obsessed with Monkish right now for their hazy IPAs. But for me, my favorite from them has always been the. They have a golden ale with pistachios and coffee that I forget the name of it right now because I've been drinking all day. No, that's not really why, but it's been so long since I've had it because they've kind of become so popular and so busy and so hard to get into.
Yeah.
But I've just kind of... And I've been focusing on checking out new breweries because I don't want to be the guy who just goes to the same 4 breweries all the time.
Well, if you follow us on Untappd, you'll see that.
Yeah, but
you've been doing different stuff.
I've been going to a lot of different places, so... the coffee IPAs, though, have started to really kind of take a hold, and I think that might be the next trend.
Coffee IPAs?
That kind of blows up. I mean, it kind of already was trendy.
But
I don't think it got, like, full market saturation.
Was this the coffee IPA?
I'm not sure. I think I might have finished the coffee IPA. That might be the triple.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, after we've done that, that UFObian identified flying object that came in and broke up our scheduled flight plan. Let me go back to
the porter,
the smoked porter, and give her a taste.
Yeah, like I said, that's a beer you relax with at the end of the night on a good camping trip. You're by the fire, you grill on some dogs, some s'mores. Mm-hmm. You got a bottle of this right here. That's how you end the night right here.
And
this is good.
The smoke is definitely super strong talking about the more balanced smoky beers. I've been trying more because I think you had a German smoked beer with me that I got you from that crazy beer place.
Yes.
And I think it was a bit much.
That was too much.
But a lot of them can be too much, but the balanced ones, and I think that this one being a stout, the stout helps helps kind of keep the smokiness in line.
How do they even add a smoky? Is it like a? Is it like an extract?
I don't know if they add liquid smoke or if they actually put smoke, like.
It's got to be some kind of extract, right?
I would assume that they use liquid smoke, yeah.
Liquid smoke. Right. That's amazing.
Which is actually smoke.
Which is actually smoke.
Yeah, I found that out the other day. Liquid smoke.
How do you liquefy smoke?
I don't know, but they do. Like, it's not... Like, people probably think it's, like, some weird chemical that's, like, created that, like, synthesized the same flavor as smoke, but it's actually just liquefied smoke.
Wow. Well, maybe, like, the smoke goes through some kind of a steaming process, and it has to, like...
They steam the smoke?
They
Is that what you just said?
Yes, exactly. Okay. No, but hear me out.
Okay, I'm going to hear you out.
You combine the smoke with the water.
Yeah,
the
like
water captures... Exactly.
Yes.
And then it drops down into like a, you know, some kind of a orifice.
A bucket?
A bucket or some kind of a apparatus.
A containment unit of some type.
And that, exactly. And that turns it into liquid. And then they pour that shit into the beer.
Would you call it a fuselage?
A fuselage.
Yes.
Exactly.
Which would be...
Sticking with the airplane thing.
Aeronautical. Is that the right word, aeronautical?
Sounds right.
It is.
It sounds right. So what's the last one on
the
deck?
The last one was supposed to be a half pour because of what it is, but it does not look like it's a half pour compared
no, it
to the
doesn't.
Other ones. This is the
Happier
Days Barrel-Aged Imperial Red
Ooh,
Ale.
Ooh, that sounds like
so
it's going to be...
This place has a red IPA, a red ale, and something else, all red style that I fucking love. So they're actually kind of a good...
You like the red style.
This place in particular is a good red style brewery, on top of being a place that has some good red ales and me liking it.
Right.
So this being a barrel aged red, I'm definitely excited.
I like that we're both sweating, by the way.
It's
sweltering, 105 degrees.
And this, I mean...
This is ridiculously hot, by the way.
Full disclosure, I came here from another brewery.
Did you really?
Yeah, I dropped down to Orange County first because I wanted to check a specific place out.
You were in the OC?
Yeah.
What time did you get up?
That's where I wanted to start. I got up at 9 because I have to take Alicia to work and stuff, so I get up early no matter what day it is.
Okay.
So when you pushed back even later, it was perfect because I was like, well, now I can edit the podcast that I recorded last night with Quentin, which should be already out by the time you're listening to this.
Oh,
go check that out. It's me
Friend
and
the show
talking about Takashita versus Speedball Mike Bailey and their recent match.
I don't know who that is, but...
Leading into the big Ryogoku Peter Pan main event of Takashita. Probably Takashita. This is the weird thing about Japan, is that they have matches in between matches where the title's on the line, so they have to pretend like the title could change.
Yeah.
But realistically, it's not going to. So you have to say, probably it'll be Takashita versus Tetsuya Endo, but it could also be, I don't remember who Takashita's taking on before then, but it could be someone else against Endo. But realistically, it's going to be that. But we were talking about the match with Speedball versus Takashita and how that leads into the main event of the big show for DDT coming up. That should be out, as I said. Go check that out on the, I'm going to guess, PWO feed.
PWO.
So I edited that this morning, and then I was like, well, now because Adrian's going to be even later, I'm going to have extra time to pop out to Green Cheek in Orange County. Fantastic place. Love the hazy IPAs for days. They had a hazy pale. They had white tea. So
what?
Good. White tea?
White tea.
Yeah. You know, like tea?
Right.
White tea.
How was
infused.
It?
Hazy IPA. Amazing. Loved it. Nice floral mix.
I like your hat, by the way.
Me too.
That's a really nice hat.
It's from Casa Agria. It's a sour brewery that's from Venice area.
I haven't had a sour in a while.
I'd like a nice sour right now. They do have a Goza here.
Oh.
We could try the Goza. But,
you should.
Yeah, we can give that a shot. And if we go to Aero Lodge, which we had originally planned on going to, I think they have a kettle sour that might be decent.
Oh, wow.
Is this...
I can taste the barrel. Let's just say that. I can taste that. That's the Happier Days barrel-aged red ale. That's good.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's got kind of a slightly alcoholic syrupy. That's one of those beers that pushes the line of, is this a beer or is this like a, you know,
right.
a spirit?
It's big big and barrel-aged. Lots of alcohol. Ooh. There seems to be some kind of...
I can still taste it in my mouth.
A bridal party or a baby shower here that is definitely teeming with some top-level talent.
speaking of top level talent, I noticed the top level, the level of talent going from going to Las Vegas dips extraordinarily a lot. That's not, that doesn't make sense. Let me rephrase that.
Okay.
The level of talent goes down after you leave Las Vegas.
It descends?
It descends, exactly. The level of talent on an airplane, and I'm talking about women, obviously, it descends drastically after you leave Las Vegas. Because the kind of women that go to Las Vegas, oh, you know the kind of women I'm talking about.
Right.
But then you leave Las Vegas, you go to Ontario. It's like...
way down.
It goes into a free spin. Is that what it's called?
Did you stop off in Vegas on the way here?
I had a layover in Vegas.
Oh, did you get to hit the casinos at all?
They had slot machines in the fucking airport, but I didn't, you know, I didn't...
But you didn't have enough time to go...
I had time, but I didn't
want to...
No. It was like a 40-minute layover. It would have been an hour, but our first leg of the trip was delayed. And this isn't even speaking aeronautical. This is actually real
life. You were actually on a plane.
I was actually taking a plane. First leg of the trip was Denver to Vegas, which is delayed by like half an hour. And then the second leg of the trip was Vegas to Ontario. But I was like seeing these chicks on this plane going to Vegas. I'm like, these are party chicks. They're gonna go to party. They're gonna go get fucked, as they say, as you used to say.
I probably did say that. I mean, yes, they were gonna get fucked.
But then you go to Ontario or Vegas to Ontario. It's a whole different, you know,
totally different ball game.
Totally different. The nice thing was that the flight to Vegas, there's this guy at the very, very end. He just was spilling his guts out to a bag.
Really?
He was just.
Oh, he was throwing up.
For 5 minutes.
I don't think spilling your guts is
what's the
up.
What's the right saying?
Spilling your guts means telling you tales.
Okay.
Stuff.
That's not what he was doing.
Throwing up would be, I don't know, yakking?
He was yakking.
Throwing his cookies?
Throwing his, whatever he was doing for like 5 minutes. Who throws up for 5 straight minutes?
Normal people. That's not that long to
He was an older guy, though. When was the last time you threw up?
That's a tough question.
I haven't thrown up in years.
Yeah, me neither. But
is that normal?
Grown man.
I feel like I'm some kind of a human anomaly that I haven't thrown up in so long.
No, it's normal to not throw up regularly.
It's normal. Okay, good. Because I haven't thrown up in a very, very, very long time.
You
were there the last time I attempted to throw up, but it was just a dry heave. Remember that?
I do remember that.
We've had the peach tree vodka.
That was terrible.
It's horrible.
Number one.
But you had 3 glasses of this concoction of yours.
It was good, though.
It was good, but it was...
You were crying.
I was crying because it was... I was
because
pretty
of how good it was. You said, this drink is so good, I don't want to live in a world where I'm not drinking
this
it.
This is why we. This is why I stick to beer now, because I can't do that stuff.
Well, then it's better.
It's better.
To me, I think beer tastes better. It's alive.
It's much better. If you're gonna get, if you get that, I'll get like a glass or something if you want.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
I wanted to try some more stuff, I think, but like I want to try the IRS.
Why don't you do, okay.
I want to ask you about this barrel, and
I want to get the pepper and peaches, to be honest.
And the raspberry and ghost, but yeah, I think I might.
Oh, there's a raspberry ghost?
Yeah.
Where?
I was about that. Up top.
Oh.
So I definitely want to try those two. But then I think I would get a pint, or maybe a half pint. And then, maybe we should think about this food. Do we want to do, let's take a break here.
Okay.
From the podcast.
Okay.
And let's, hey, what's the deal with this airplane food, am I right?
let's have a quick
let's
layover.
Let's take a little in-flight snack.
Yes, an in-flight snack, yes. Stewardess. Oh, wait, they don't call them that anymore.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey, pro wrestling announcer Kevin Kelly here. I want to make sure you are all subscribed to all the great feeds here at Place to Be Nation. It's really easy to do. Just head to iTunes or your preferred podcatcher app today and search and subscribe to the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, which, of course, includes the full archives of the Kevin Kelly Show, the Place to Be Nation pod feed, and the pro wrestling only feed. Subscribe, listen, and then rate us and leave feedback today. And be sure to give Justin your true thoughts. I mean, don't hold back. After all, he is kind of a jerk. Just listen to Scott.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rizzero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlayStation.com. And we offer those to you on 3 great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, we bring you the mothership, the original Place to Be podcast, as well as Main Event, Lucha Afterground, and our monthly pay-per-view reaction shows, as well as the Our Vantage Point podcast and Jeff Learns Wrestling. In addition to these full-length shows, we also deliver quick-hit pod blasts on topics old and new.
Over on the Pro Wrestling Only feed, we dive deep inside the wrestling business with a stacked army of experts leading the way. The feed features potpourri shows such as This Week in Wrestling, Greetings from Allentown, Psychology is Dead, Puro Potpourri, Stacy and Elliot's Bogus Journey, and the Military Industrial Suplex. We also have shows that focus intently on certain topics like Letters from Center Stage, Space City, an NWA Classics On Demand adventure, Through the Years, Strong Style History, Strong Style Story, and Mount Olympus. Plus, the feed has the full archives of legendary shows like Titans of Wrestling, Where the Big Boys Play, Letters from Kayfabe, and much more. And on our popular Place to Be Nation Pop podcast feed, we offer such great shows as the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, Rank and File, PTBN Dadcast, Go Home in a Box, NBA Team, and Lucha Undead, as well as a veritable podcast heaven for comics fans with the Hard Traveling Fanboys, Sellers Points, Todd Weber's Conversation, Geek and Sassy, and Imaginary Stories podcasts.
You can find all of these current shows plus archives of our past podcasts, including The Kevin Kelly Show, as well by subscribing to all of our feeds on iTunes, and while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available on PlacementNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects and more. Be sure to support our site by using PlacementNation.com/Amazon when shopping online, and download our free PTB Vintage Vault Refresh ebooks via the links on our site. We also want to thank our friends at Bonehead's Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island, and Fall River, Massachusetts, TheHistoryOfWrestling.com, and Scott Keats' Blog of Doom. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlacementNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
The goes, the raspberry goes. Again, we're going to stick with only saying it that way. What do you think?
That's really good.
Is it tart?
It's not super tart, but it's a little tart.
Salty?
They're kind of a tarty finish at the end.
Berry, yeah.
Right?
A little malt. Yeah, it's nice.
It's good, though.
I think the raspberry plays well with the malt.
It really does.
In a way that brings out a lot of character.
It's delicious.
It's probably one of the more subtle beers that you're going to get from here. 5% alcohol, so not even their lowest ABV, but still not a lot. There's nothing to it. But
I taste the raspberry more at the end. That's really nice.
As your palate gets kind of indoctrinated.
Good. That's really good.
I like this a lot.
Everything here has been good so far. You know what I mean? I don't know what I like the best.
I'll say it's not a trendy brewery, for sure. They're not... They don't have a lot of hype.
Right.
But their beers are really fucking good.
They don't need the hype. What is this? No.
This is the IRS. It's the barrel-aged Russian Imperial Stout.
Wow. From Russia with love. Here we go.
I can see Putin from my house.
Oh, yeah.
Is that good stuff?
That's good. But that tastes similar to the big Dalton.
It's probably the same barrels.
Yeah.
So this is...
It has that woody... barrel taste to it. Slightly tangy, you know? It's good though.
Yeah, definitely get a good amount of tannin.
That's another campfire beer right there.
This is interesting. I really do need to look into what these barrels are. I'm going to assume that it's some kind of bourbon. Maybe a whiskey barrel.
It has to be bourbon or whiskey, right? What else do you put barrels in? What else do you put in barrels?
Wine.
Oh, wine. That's true.
What else do they age in barrels? I mean, it could just be raw barrels. It could be fresh barrels that haven't been had anything else in there. Yeah, I'm liking this a lot, actually.
Like I said, I would only drink that as one bottle by the campfire.
Right.
Yeah, that's not something I would just drink.
This is a hang back and chill beer for sure.
Oh yeah. Isn't a full pint like 14 ounces?
Yes. No. I think a full pint is actually 16.
Explain to me why a beer can or a beer bottle is 12 ounces.
12?
They should just make it a full pint.
I think a proper pint, as they say in the UK, is 16 ounces. I think what we serve in America as a pint is 14.
And a can or a bottle is 12. Yeah.
I think that's how it works.
What's up with that math?
It's bullshit, right?
It's got to be a way to save money or something.
It's fuzzy math, and it totally does have to do with, like, saving money in there.
It has to. Because every can and bottle is exactly 12 ounces.
Yeah, let me look it up, because I'm pretty sure a pint is 16.
And some breweries you go to and you order a beer, but some beers are less than 12 ounces. Probably like 8 ounces.
It depends, too.
It depends on the beer.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like even these weren't, these aren't full 12 ounces.
Well, these weren't supposed to be.
They weren't?
Yeah, because look at the glass. It shows it in one of these glasses.
Oh, you're right.
And these glasses aren't supposed to be pints.
You're right.
16 fluid ounces is a pint. So like I said, a proper pint is 16.
Right.
And in the UK, they have laws that protect you about getting an actual pint for your money. So if you buy a pint, you get a pint. Which is, it's always funny to me because I'm like, you guys understand that you can just charge whatever you want. Like, no one's making you say that, like, it's $5 or it's $6. So if it's not, if you can't sell an actual pint for $5, then just sell an actual pint for $7. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no one's, like, making you, I guess they just want to.
Well, plus once people start drinking, they're not going to give a shit.
Right.
They're not paying attention to how much. Yeah. Oh, you owe me 2 ounces. They're going to pay whatever they pay.
Right. You just order what you... I don't know about you, but when I go to these places, I just order what I want and I just drink it. I don't worry about...
No, I'm the same way.
...how much it costs. I mean, that's why I'm in crippling debt, because I don't pay attention to how much things cost, but...
Worth it.
It's totally worth it. This is so good, right?
This is really good.
There's a brightness to the flavor, right? Am I right? Like,
it's
there's
very
a fruity
refreshing.
Brightness. And for it to be a peppercorn peach... IPA, I mean, Jesus, I would not expect it.
Yeah, like some, like you've had the White Rascal, right?
Yes.
That's super spicy.
Yes. But it's also got, it's got a little fruitiness to it.
It does have, but this is even more fruity than spicy,
yes,
which I prefer.
This has been a very interesting flight with you, Timothy.
It has been the most interesting flight. Adrian, what's your top beer?
I'm going to go with the Raspberry Ghost.
I'm going to go with the Pepper and Peaches.
That's our top beer.